This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know, Sean, that Al Dukes reviewed your Jackson Dart song you created?
Fight for Your Right to Start Jackson Darty?
That's
finally,
right.
Finally made it way to Al's hands?
Yes. Now, of course, Al Dukes, for many years at this radio station, Tika, did wonderful satire songs. Is that what they're called, satire songs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, satire songs.
Close enough.
Something like that.
Where, you get the gist.
Yeah, he had some classics, you know? Licking himself with the
microphone. I like to lick my hands.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Or beat Tom Brady, things like that. So Sean, inspired by Al, but also inspired by his love for the New York Giants, debuted a song 2 days ago called Fight for Your Right to Jackson Darty. Something
Start
of that nature.
Jackson Darty.
Actually, can we play a quick clip from that song? Just so for anyone who missed it, Sean did write this song himself.
And he performed it.
Performed it. He produced it. Actually, Paul Arzuman, who works here, produced it, but Sean sang it. So for anyone who missed it, Fight for Your Right to Party is just jumping up the charts.
No, Fight for Your Right to Start Darty.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
What's the official name of the song, Sean?
Fight for Your Right to Start Jackson Darty. It's wordy. Just deal with it.
Okay. Now I'm just saying.
Start Jackson Darty. You want to go with that?
So
right.
Before we get
you
to...
You should have left out the Jackson.
Look, there are a lot of things you could have done.
Fight for Your Right to Start Darty. Jackson Darty messes. It makes it too wordy.
You should have brought Tiki into the production meetings.
Right. You know all the new AI that Evan comes out with?
You
know who the co-producer is?
You.
That's me.
That's right.
All right. Well, look.
That's why they've gotten better, if you haven't noticed.
That's a good point. He's made them better. So before we tell you Al's review and even Boomer and Gio's review, here is the song, if you missed it, debuting 2 days ago to incredible reviews. Fight for Your Right to Start Jackson Darty.
Woke up late on Sunday and you don't want to go. Keep asking Brian Dable, but he still says no. Theo dropped two passes and no plays work. Man, Russell Wilson treats the pressers like we're some kind of jerks. You gotta fight for your right to start Jackson Darty.
All right. Now, before we play it, your guest, do you think Al Dukes gave him a thumbs up, down?
Definitely a thumbs up.
Well, I will say, and I did not know this, and I apologize as someone that's been here a very long time and as a loyal listener to not just Boomer and Geo, but before that, Boomer and Carton, and a big fan of Al's works. I didn't know, and he revealed this morning, he did a parody song to that Beastie Boys song, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Really? I don't remember that one.
It was related to Mike White. So I didn't know that. I don't think you knew that either.
Did not, no.
So it wasn't a ripoff with knowledge, is how I like to call it. Well, it's okay. Like it's a ripoff without knowledge.
Come on, all music is covering other music.
All right.
You realize that, right?
No, you're right. You're right.
And we also, let's be clear, while they might have only heard the song, we celebrated Al before and after that song, saying it was a hat tip to what he used to do.
No, I understand,
and in your words, before Al got lazy.
That is true. When's the last time he's come up with a song? If it's about Mike White, that was still 4 years ago. So I didn't know that. So I say that just in case this may have tipped Al's opinions slightly in one direction. But here's what Al Dukes had to say about Fight for Your Right to Start Jackson Dardy.
The verses were very good, but when he got to the chorus, it didn't like line up correctly.
That's because okay.
So
put
not
the
great,
Jackson in.
But the verses were good.
It was the Jackson.
Okay,
that's an average review. That's like
that's
this
good.
Was good. This
that's
was good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The beauty of it though is it's okay if it doesn't line up and it's not perfect because it's meant not to be perfect.
Don't
it's
get
meant to be.
Hopeful. Don't get defensive. I'm just playing you what else.
I'm not. I actually like that review from him. I respect that.
Do you want to hear Boomer's review?
Okay, I'm gonna guess.
What are you going to guess?
I'm going to guess Boomer liked it and Gio thought it sucked.
Okay.
Knowing them and their temperament and their moods.
So Boomer's going to give you a thumbs up and Gio's going to crap on it.
If I know them correctly and I know their radio mind, that's my guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean looks up to both of these gentlemen. He's very nervous to hear what they had to say about his songs, Boomer and Gio.
That's an A-plus attempt. I didn't say it was
A-plus?
An A+. Not as a finished product, but an attempt.
An A-plus attempt?
Yeah, I'll give him like a B on the overall product.
You're a big participation trophy guy, so I understand your A-plus attempt.
Yeah, it's me. Yep. I'm all about the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Participation trophy.
So that's all they said, then they moved on. So Gio never reviewed it, but you could tell by his tone he thought it sucked.
Okay, so I think my read was right, although that started feeling like it was about to be a compliment, and even I don't know if it was.
And then he stopped because he got a bad look from, I think, Gio.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
I think he was saying that it was a great, and by the way, I agree with Boomer's assessment the most. It was an unbelievable attempt. I think the finished product is a B. I agree with that. I think his review is nailed. And then, are you offended by that?
No, how could I be offended by it at all? It was my first crack at it. I have been told, though, to go through the entire Beastie Boys album, and I think each week could become a new Beastie Boys song, you know?
Are you willing to work that hard?
Axe telling me, give me an F. Sabotage is an easy one, so we'll see what happens if they lose here.
All right, good work, Sean. Speaking of Sabotage, I don't know if you've noticed this, Teak, but a lot of Giant fans are very upset with Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator. So
why would that be?
So on Thursday is the coordinators speak.
Okay.
Right, that's when we get to hear from them. And he revealed on not on social media, he revealed it via his media sessions about his plans to use Abdul Carter at weak side linebacker with the injury to Micah McFadden. And that is angering a lot of Giant fans and making them again say Shane Bowen is the problem. Mm. So two things. Number one, your thoughts on Abdul Carter being used in that way. And do you think Shane Bowen deserves to be fired?
No. Fired?
Sorry, it escalated to such a high level.
What are you talking about?
There's a Twitter account called Fire Shane Bowen.
I mean, there's a Twitter account for everybody. There's probably multiple Fire Evan and Tiki.
It's
bring Craig back.
Who runs that, Craig?
Yes, probably. But Abdul Carter, specifically, talking about him, he was already being used in multiple different ways. Obviously, he lined up as a lineman, as a three technique over the guard. Sometimes you'd see him as a stand-up backer in the well. You saw that particularly when he was spying Jaden Daniels in week one. Obviously, he gets on the edge and rushes as an edge rusher. And in today's NFL, a linebacker with his hand in the dirt is kind of still a linebacker. So he's already moving around. And if you're Shane Bowen in the New York Giants as a whole, you have to have your best players on the field as much as possible.
Yes.
And with the injury now to Micah McFadden, who was, you know, look, he's not a Pro Bowl type player, but he is a consistent, solid, read-react, good, really good linebacker. You got to fill that void. And Darius Muasau, who was, fifth round?
Sixth
round pick a year ago. He's a good player. Is he ready to step into that void that left by Micah McFadden? I don't think so. And so you have to put your best options on the line or on the field. And so I hear what people are saying because they want him to, you know, put his hand in the dirt, get on the edges and get after quarterbacks and get sacks. But you still got to try to win with your best players. So this doesn't bother me at all. And I don't think, I mean, we haven't heard from Abdul Carter, but I don't think that he's going to look at this cross-eyed and say, what are you doing to me? I think it's a great opportunity for him to get more plays. And if you want to be a great player, that's what you do.
The Giant defense in week one played reasonably well.
They did.
I think the disappointment, and maybe this is too harsh, but I think if the Giants are going to have success this year, it's going to be based on their defense being elite mm-hmm. or being really good.
Yeah, it's what we talked about all offseason. It's going to be their identity.
They have to make impactful plays. And right. I don't know if they did any of that on Sunday.
Well, like, Brian Burns had a couple of really impactful plays. I thought...
I'm also talking about turning the ball over. No, which is going to be a priority.
They didn't do that well.
And that's going to have to happen.
They forced Jaden Daniels into an intentional grounding to win the half on an
That Abdul is Carter true. Play. And that was an Abdul Carter play. Yeah. That was a big play. You know what? That's an impactful play because that took points
now,
off the board.
Laramie right. Tunsil didn't get out of a stance, but still, it counts.
Doesn't matter. I agree with that because I thought, honestly, watching that game on Sunday, I never thought the Giants were going to win.
Yeah.
That was the only moment where I was like, whoa, okay, that could be a momentum change.
Yeah. I mean, there was one earlier, Cordell Flott cut under that first. Or maybe it was like the third pass that Jaden Daniels threw. If he picks that off, it just the tenor of the game is just different. And Washington probably still wins because I think they were the better team, but it just changes the complexion if you make that play. And I think that's part of one of the issues. It was really the issue with Deontay Banks for his first two seasons. He was always in good position. He just never made the play, whether it was defending the pass or picking the pass off. When you get that opportunity, you can't, I just missed it, and clap your hands. And you have to make that play if you're going to beat really good teams.
And I think for the Giants to beat really good teams, the defense is going to have to be the identity. So in game one against Washington, I thought it was good. Like, it wasn't a problem.
Yeah, not good enough.
It's not good enough. Yeah. It's going to have to be more impactful.
Almost against good teams, they need to be great.
Yeah.
Not good. They need to be great against good teams.
Are the Cowboys a good team?
To be determined.
I think they're a good team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy. What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.